Let yourselves, like living stones, be built into a spiritual house. I love that line from 1 Peter that we heard this morning. Let yourselves, like living stones, be built into a spiritual house. I love that line because I think it speaks to each one of us as an individual. You can't build a house with one stone. You need to have them all. And it's a reminder to us then that every single stone is different. That every stone is essential. And that, as St. Peter would say following that, that every stone should be made acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. First, we recognize that every single living stone in this house is different. And that's good. You know, I don't know if there are too many toys that are both popular today and also when I was a little kid. You know, other than baseballs and footballs, things like that. Now, I would have thought that one of those toys would be Legos. But I'm not sure that you can even call it the same toy today. You know, I remember when Legos used to be just squares and rectangles. Today, when I play with Legos, yes, I do play with Legos on occasion these days. They have all kinds of funky shapes and sizes and angles. Yet you can make some great-looking things with Legos today. Well, how good it is that every living stone is different. You know, I always said that it would be a pretty boring world if everyone was like me. And I think you could say that for each one of us. A great priest told me once that he believes that every single parish has all the resources that it needs to not just survive, but to thrive as a parish without anyone having to do something that they're not called to do. One person mows the grass, and another person knows website development, and someone else simply raises their children, holy lives, and another person prays for the sanctity of the parish. Each living stone, different. But if that's the case, then we also recognize that each stone is essential. I guess since we're on a little toy theme for a little bit here, you know, it's been a long time since I've played Jenga. You know, Jenga, that's the stack of wooden blocks where you try to take out a block without the whole stack falling over. It's been a long time since I've played Jenga. But I know that the most stable tower you'll ever have is the one with all the blocks in place. Each one of us is an essential stone in this house. Oh yeah, you can take out one block and it might remain standing. But not very well, and not for very long. When I tell someone that I haven't seen praying with us here for a while, when I tell them we miss you, I don't mean we miss your envelope or we miss your registration or we miss your tuition. I mean we miss you. Because if every single living stone is different, then that means that if a stone is not in the house, then we're missing something that makes that house special. But finally, we recognize that if each stone is different and each stone is essential, then as St. Peter tells us, every single stone must be made acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I don't know if any of you have visited Sacred Heart Church in Ness City. Father Henry Hildebrandt will tell the story that when Sacred Heart in Ness City was being built, that it was right around the same time that the cathedral in Salina was being built. And supposedly, that the stones that were used to build Sacred Heart in Ness City were those that were, I guess, not good enough for the grand cathedral in Salina. So if you look there in Ness City, you'll see lots of stones with blotches and chips and marks. Those that they got at a great rate. Maybe free, I don't know. And yet I would say that both churches are pretty beautiful. You know, each one of us is a blemished stone. You know, each one of us has our own chips and cracks and marks. And yet God wants us to be a stone acceptable to him through Jesus Christ. You know, some people will ask me, so Father, since you came in February, you know, what's been your greatest surprise? Or what's been some of the most exciting things that you've encountered? You know, there'd be a long list of those things, but I think one of those towards the top would have to be what I've experienced with the sacrament of confession. It is unbelievable what the Holy Spirit is doing here. Hours and hours each week. And believe me, I spent the last 2.5 years visiting every single parish in the Diocese of Dodge City. And there's something happening here. English, Spanish, young people, old people, some who go every month, some who have not gone for years. It's incredible. Now, I may or may not be talking about you, but if I'm not, then don't let the Spirit pass you by, because he's doing something remarkable here. And it preceded me, but I'm happy to get to be a part of it. If we want to be made acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, we have to present ourselves to him as we are and allow him to build us up into a house. This last week, I was looking over some of the things from past years that the cathedral has done, and I took a look at the annual report from last year, the one that was mailed to each one of you in your homes. And it summarized the great stewardship of the parish. How many people receive sacraments? How many teachers of the faith we have? How many hours were spent in perpetual adoration? How much tithing and almsgiving was given back to God? Things like that. A great summary. And then I realized what a remarkable coincidence, or not a coincidence, I'm sure, that as I'm reading this report just last week, I see the scripture passage at the top of it is the passage that we just heard today. You, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. Every single one of us is different. Every one of us is essential. And every one of us can be made acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now that's a house that's worth building.